Hello, everybody. Dr. Lakin here, talking to you today about diverticular disease. And this is a spectrum of conditions all related to diverticulosis. The most common of the spectrum being diverticulitis or infection of the diverticulum. Now, what is this condition? What are we talking about? Diverticulosis are pockets or outpouchings on the colon. That can either be asymptomatic, which is about 80% of people, symptomatic, which is about 20% of people, and these pouches can either become infected or start to bleed. And that's when you come to the attention of the doctor and when you notice it yourself. And so we're talking about that situation and what do you do about it and what does it all mean? So about 20% of people have diverticulosis, or these little outpouchings. And only, and then it increases as time goes on, and up to 66% of people by age of 80 will have some of these. Now, most people, 80%, have no symptoms, and only a few people will end up with having serious issues. Less than 1 in 200 will have a need for anything major to be done. But the other people then generally have a situation where they're having left lower quadrant abdominal pain and discomfort, maybe some bloating, and they have infected diverticulitis, and they require antibiotics. So what do we do about this? Well, first of all, you recognize it because you're having pain generally in the left lower abdominal area, although diverticulosis can occur anywhere along the colon and can be other locations. Typically, a patient comes to the office and is complaining of left lower quadrant pain in the abdomen area, and we touch, they're tender, and usually it's a mild case of diverticulitis. And what we do in this situation is generally give an antibiotic. Because of the nature of these kind of infections, we like to be fairly aggressive up front. So either we're going to give a single antibiotic, something like a high dose of amoxicillin or Augmentin, or Cipro, another antibiotic we'll use, or we'll do a combination and we'll add a second medicine like Flagyl. Now, the Flagyl is done to enhance the activity and penetration of the antibiotics into the infected area, and also to reduce the potential for complications and get a more rapid response. Of course, sometimes a patient will require hospitalization because they're not eating or they're having intense pain, and then we'll give the antibiotics intravenously. So the presentation is usually with left lower quadrant abdominal pain. The diagnosis is made by exam and maybe a blood test. On occasion, we'll do an X-ray or a CT scan. CT scanning certainly can show it, but a lot of times we'll make the diagnosis clinically, which means on the basis of the history and the examination. So we'll treat with antibiotics, and typically the course will improve over the next approximately 48 hours. There'll be some dramatic improvement, and then you finish the course of antibiotics, usually over a more extended period of time, 10 to 14 days, so that you get clearing of the entire infection, because they tend to linger and smolder in this region of the colon. So, what do you do once you've had a case of diverticulitis? Well, you don't want to get another. So how do you prevent that? Well, the key is to prevent constipation. And on this link of the podcast, you can find out more information, see one of my videos on constipation and how to prevent it. But that is going to be key. In addition to that, we can, by preventing constipation, you either use a supplement like a Metamucil or a Citracel or one of the fiber products, or you'll increase your diet with a high fiber diet. And I've also attached information on that. So do look at the attached prose piece that's attached to this podcast so you can see the different links that we have available for you, including some really good resources of information. The story of diverticulitis, infection, requires treatment, typically doesn't require anything more. On occasion, about 1 in 200 people will require surgery for this, so it's a very unlikely event. But a small number of people do require hospitalization because the symptoms progress. So if you're having a lot of left lower quadrant abdominal pain, it's not going away, please come in. Let's take care of that. The sooner the better. And we can hopefully get this resolved for you. Do look at the links so you can get some more information on preventive strategies here. Take care. Dr. Lakin here.